Katie and Ray, the Wake Up Call.
We have another Wake Up Call top five. These are the top five traits of people who are great in relationships. And I have a feeling Gavin found this and decided to do this on this radio show and point it directly at me because I'm
not sad and lonely.
I'm not that good in relationships. So
I'm not going to sit here and say that that's not true.
Okay.
I mean,
it's to help you.
I was going to say, are you doing this to help?
These are, and I'm not saying whether or not you do or don't do these things. I'm just saying that these are five traits of people who are great at relationships.
Okay.
Take note.
Okay.
Get your pen.
I got it.
Get a paper.
I got a pen.
Lick the point. I don't know what that does. Okay.
Get my feather.
Number one.
All right.
It's a quill.
They don't let their past define them.
Yeah, Rain does.
What? Why do you say that?
Because you, okay. You definitely get hung up on like things that happen to you in past relationships, and for some reason will still go Facebook stalk those people. No.
Well,
yes.
No.
And one time even went out of your way to email the girl, find her email and email her.
I mean, I didn't find the email. It was already on my phone.
Okay.
But I was just like, just being nice.
No, you weren't.
It had been like years later.
You confronted her about lying to you.
Next question.
Okay.
Next one.
It says here, you're the one running your life, and you have the power to create a thriving partnership, Rain. It doesn't say Rain. I added that.
But that would be ironic.
Number two, they're authentic.
Okay. What does that mean?
People who are in deep, soulful relationships aren't afraid to be themselves. They are not afraid of showing their edges, and therefore, they give their partner permission to do the same.
I think that kind of makes sense.
I don't think that's you.
Why not?
I don't necessarily think that Rain's a super authentic person.
What?
And I'll tell you why. I can back that up. You have a sleeve tattoo.
Right.
You wear flat brim hats.
Okay.
Great point.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
You used to have gauged ears, but
right.
That costume doesn't match your personality.
It's not a costume.
It is.
They're not Oakleys, but they're not like, what kind of sunglasses does he wear?
I don't know. Something for snowboarding. You call
them? I don't know.
They're Von Zippers.
But. They look like the kind of thing you give an old person after cataract surgery.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And you have your look attracts a certain
right.
type of woman that is not the kind
exactly.
of woman you are. You don't put off the right, your true
Sometimes
vibe.
Rain dresses like he is in a Mountain Dew commercial from 2004.
Yeah,
okay?
He does.
But that's not who you are. You're a good person. You're not a douchebag. You hate Mountain Dew.
I mean, I'm not a
Mountain Number three.
Right. Okay.
They don't hold grudges.
Okay, I'd say that's accurate.
Rain, I just told you a story about how you emailed a girl you dated years
ago. No, that's not a grudge. I don't hold grudges.
And called her out about lying to you while you were together.
I don't hold grudges. That's not
a grudge.
Well,
then what do you call it?
That was information
well, earlier
gathering.
Earlier you called it, you just wanted to say hi.
I just wanted to say hi.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number four, they allow their partner to be the expert on something. Do you think you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Imagine we're your partners.
Yeah, I'm going to say you don't do that.
Why?
Because you are definitely somebody, and I am the same kind of person, so I'm not saying like you're awful. I'm just saying you will go out of your way to make sure that if there's a topic, you will scour the internet, whether you're interested in it or not, just to be right.
Did you tell her all these ahead of time?
No.
Because I've been feeling like she came with ammo.
You think I want to talk to her more than I have to?
That's true.
Number five. They make their partner laugh.
Oh, you're not funny. Rain.
That's the last one.
Rain, true or false, you're funny.
The Wake Up Call.